Rough Riders Radio.
The baddest DJ this side of town. Mixing the heat.
Ladies and gentlemen.
DJ Despair.
What up? We back at it again. We got my boy New Villain in the building.
Peace.
Yo, family. Where we start this off, tell everybody where you're from and a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm from Toronto, originally from the east side, but I grew up in the west end, the dark side. I've been rapping, you know, dabbling ever since I was a youth, but I really just took it serious maybe past December, and I'm here, man. I'm here.
So since December, you've been taking it real serious, and you made so much noise.
I'm blessed, man. It's a blessing, man. It's a blessing, and I've had help. It's not like I just did it myself. I had help, and I'm mad grateful, but I'm here.
Yes. Shout out to the family.
Trust me.
So now I got introduced to you by one of these tracks and, you know, like Galactus, like speak on that, like for real. Like,
okay. So, I mean, Bandolero, we have connections through the streets, you know what I mean? So he hit me up. He was like, yo, let's work. So that was one of the joints that just, I don't know, it's just spontaneous. Like we was there vibing in the studio and he came on. He didn't even tell me what the sample was at first. I didn't even catch it. He didn't even tell me till after. And I was like, say where? And I just went in on it, man. Galactus, of course, if you're a Marvel head, if you're a comic head, you know what that's about. I'm heavy into the comic books. I grew up on that shit. I grew up on wrestling. But I can tell. Me. Yeah, respect.
I can tell because years ago I did a Galactus versus Thaddeus mixtape. Yeah, and then all of a sudden I see this. I'm like, damn, I wish I would have had this for that mixtape. But now I'm thinking about bringing it back.
Let's do it. Yeah, man. I'm with you.
Well, you see, that's what I like about it because a lot of people in this game don't understand the significance between cartoons and, you know, wrestling and, you know, martial arts with hip hop.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah. And so I've noticed that that's a huge thing in your style because when I saw this, like, who came up with the idea for the cover?
That was actually Shay. Shay Uno.
Okay.
Yeah, he did the cover art. But I will say I passed him on the picture of Galactus. He just made it work. You know what I mean? he did his thing and made it work. But that's a sick ass cover. I got to shout him out still.
Oh, I can't even complain on that. Like, yo, let's take this in.
Great Galactus, do you not desire to survive?
Rough Riders Radio.
It's a funny thing.
Victor Freeze, I never die on my knees. Clever with the schemes, Cobra Commander blowing these trees. You know my steed, say what I feel, some of y'all threatened by. The evil, my pen completely weaponized. With no remorse, I'm telling the plane to sip. You can get with that, or you can get with this. Push the limit, I'ma get this shit rocking without a gimmick. Ruffle feathers in the process already, I see it vivid. This is 2020, yeah, the guard sees everything right. Think she slick, see her sliding off a wedding ring. Remorseless. Around myself, I built a fortress. Plotting on a fortune in a bigger portion. Up the ladder of success, I flex.
With no remorse.
Chest puffy, I ain't hiding, I'm blessed.
With no remorse.
Out the clouds like Galactus, I step.
With no remorse.
Out the clouds like Galactus, I step.
Yeah, that's my baby right there. Shout out King Bandolero.
So I've noticed that you and him have done a lot of work together.
Yeah. He makes a joke that we're like the Ray and Ghost on the no face. Yeah, man, he brought me into this. Without my pen was dormant. It was just lying there. And he hollered at me, brought me through. And we just have, you know, like a good working relationship. Like we vibe well. And from there, he brought me to the big homie Falcon, and then Falcon brought me to Banks, and then I'm right in front of you. So it's only right that we continue. If it's not broke, why fuck it. With it? You know what I mean? Exactly.
Yeah. I know how that works. So I was like growing up in Toronto, like the lifestyle and everything from, you know, I hear it a lot in your music. You know what I mean? And I appreciate that because there's a lot of people who don't really speak on the real.
Most definitely.
You know what I mean? And then there's some people who say they're in the streets and then there's niggas who are in the streets.
For real, you can tell.
Right now, it's like with the No Face crew, I try to explain that to a lot of people because, you know, I had Lieutenant on last week and, you know, we had a good talk about everything. And, you know, I love the way you guys have the concept, the mystery, the whole vibe. Like, it's just... Like, I got a chance to, you know, interview Falcon, and, like, I'm going to do it again. And, you know, in the early stages of the career and, like, you know, before I got to this level. And you guys have impressed me so much because there hasn't been a tune that I could sit there and go,
appreciate it.
You know what I mean? And just, and every time I get to play it for people, it just, I got niggas in the car going, what's this?
Hey, we got enough more in the stash. Trust me, despair. Enough more in the stash. But I appreciate it, man.
So now you're young and in the game. Like, what's your next step for you? Like, where do you want to be in the next few years from now?
I want to be one of those names when they talk about Toronto, and maybe not even, I ain't talking about like the pop scene. I'm talking about like the underworld. You know what I mean? Like those spitters. I want to be mentioned with the greats. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of cats doing their things. They inspire me and they make me push my pen. I just want to be mentioned with them, you know what I mean? And make my mark.
Because I love it the way you guys do all your songs in thoughts of different TV shows, movies, and all that. So it's like, where did that whole concept come from?
I don't know if it was because, I don't know, my generation, my parents worked a lot. They were never home. So I say a lot to my whiz, like the TV brought me up. TV shows babysat me, you know what I mean? Right. So I guess maybe that's where it comes from. And I like to make things different. Everyone could just talk that rah-rah, you know what I mean? That street shit. I like to make it interesting. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Like, you know, a lot of people don't understand. Like I was, you know, like, okay. For instance, Cool Hand Luke.
Yeah.
If anybody knows a story on that, come on.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, I just loved it because when I listened to it, I could see where you're coming from because I've watched a lot of these shows, cartoons and everything. Yeah. And, you know, especially to one of the joints that I can't wait to play where the whole concept of wrestling, like I dropped that on some days and they just mind state was just like, you know, are they talking wrestling on here? And I'm just wait a minute. Just like, I haven't heard this in years. Like you know, rappers doing stuff like that, you know, And I appreciate the craft that you guys bring to the game, especially you. Like, you got a unique flow. You stand out. You got your own thing. And you like, and with the abundance of Matt rappers are coming from this crew, to be able to stand out on your own is a big thing with this because everybody's got their own unique flow, their own unique style.
Trust me. And I think that helps in the long run, too, because it's like, I know I can't slack. I'm looking at the big homie Falcon, and he's tearing it up. I'm looking at Bandolero and he's consistent. So the newcomer, I can't let these guys down. You know what I mean? And Banks believing in me. These niggas believe in me. I can't let these niggas down. So I go in. You know what I mean?
Facts. As me tell him before.
With the dudes moving extra, you bring the wrong vibes, bring the stretches in the worst mood. Attitude like polo in blood sport. Feel that I'm bringing you home or pain of some sort. I come for everything. You can keep the accolades, the God fights that cast his clay. Villain with the faster blade. Boy, I hear your heart beating. Why you hiding? Line them up. Dust clears and all you find is us. Just to clear it up. No face, powerful. Can't round cake the value. Instinct, they huge.
Ninja till I make him fall in Tower 2. Spot him with the Sharon gun. Know the moves before they made. Send him chat, you just Harley up like Lois Lane. Like the dogs of war, mouth foaming, teeth showing. Keep going, about to kill the game. Yeah, I speak omens. Pray for my opponent. They fly, you fly swatters. Wait.
Hip-hop and R&B. I don't think anybody's ready for what's going to be going on in the next few years with you guys, because
they're not. the camp too heavy, and like me and Bandolero, like that's one joint of many joints. Like we got two projects ready to go. I know he's got one with Shay, like Banks was saying. I watched the interview you guys did, and I don't know what I want to release, but I'm working on a ton of music right now, so I definitely got shit coming, and it's gonna be hard. It's gonna bang niggas over their head.
See, that's what.
Word.
I was sitting there talking to my boy the other day, and he's just like, yo, I need a track for one of them. I'm like, are you sure you want to do that to yourself? He's just like, I'm like, you got to step that bars up for this, bro. Like, you know, man. Like a lot of people, like, they come to me and they just see, like, they listen to what's coming from you guys and the sound and everything. And, you know, it's like, I've been telling niggas, like, for a long time, I've been a huge Griselda fan. You know, and that whole underground scene all the way up to Slaughterhouse to, you know, you name everything. And then you guys are like our Canada's own. And it's a blessing to even be around you all, because me and DTS get to bust these records and we just sit back laughing, because I just like sitting there and it's like, where you guys get this from? Like, damn.
And
it's like, when there's days when we'll be sitting there going, it's like, he's like, did you get the new track for the villain? I'm like, yeah, did you get the new track for the villain? He's just like, what do you mean? I go, we got two separate emails, dog.
Word. Word. Holy shit.
Like, there's sometimes that it would just, like, things would just cross over. Like, it's fun because ever since he introduced me to the whole camp, it's been nothing but love. I got nothing but mad respect. You know, it's like, straight up, nothing but bombs on this, because...
Appreciate it.
There hasn't been a song that has disappointed me, has made me think otherwise, had made me see you guys switching up. Like, it's like consistency. And every more and more that I listen to it, it just gives me that sense of relief and relaxation in hip hop that there is people coming out with this type of music.
Facts, so, despair. It's in good hands, man. It's in good hands.
Because seriously, when you can sit back and then... Love Lighters Radio. I made a bunch of people want to smoke weed after this song.
Word?
Don't smoke
weed. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Funny how the loud makes for silent nights. Feeling retro, playing Final Fight. Saying nothing, reach my highest heights. I apologize, she say she like the quiet type. Usually I smoke for Dolo, yeah, I live the quiet life. Smoking solo, Han Solo, know you love me. I blaze until she ugly, blaze too much, don't ever rush me. D4 submerges, the vibe in all my verses. Catalyst to keep the hurt at bay, it's absolutely worth it. Roll the blunt, perfect, Mr. Perfect. Fly wordsmith, catch me deep in thought of rhyme merchant. Play the role like Rogue Shinobi. Joint hanging out my mouth, the one and only. Mom call me unholy, just leave me lonely. At home bumping Ozzy's, incense burning, lesson learning. Intense burning keeps me high from all the vermin. I puff to get away amongst the trees, feeling heavenly. In sage mode, at one with the nature, inhaling heavily. Inhale, exhale. Big chief, big leaf, big tree, 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 tree.
Yo, like, there's never a dull moment, man. When it comes down to it, you're putting every type of experience inside your music, you know, like whether you're talking about different characters from a comic book, whether you talk about your experience on smoking weed and relaxing and getting away from the dumbness, or you talking about a night of wrestling.
That's
you know, it's like, yeah. You know, for myself as a DJ, I need to analyze where artists could be and where artists goes with his music, because a lot of artists come in the game and then they put out so much music, but you don't know where to put it because you don't know what lane they're trying to play in. You know what I mean? And then everybody's like all over the place. But when it comes down to this, when you're sticking with the heart of what you truly believe in and what you're listening to and taking that and putting that into your music in your own way, that is amazing, because I hear a little bit of like the old school, like, you know, tracks, old school movie flicks, Wu-Tang style, the whole, like, you know,
I grew up on the shit.
But yeah, yeah. You know, like even a little bit of ghetto cuts over there, a little bit of everything in there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm just like, I'm hearing it because that's the street talk that everybody's missing. You know what I mean? And there was a lot of that in the beginning of Toronto hip hop, and then it switched up later on down the line, especially in Canada. A lot of people don't take the real boom bap bars straight, and a lot of people don't take the street bars serious.
Serious. Trust me.
You know what I mean? Because a lot of the street bars come out fabricated these
days. Facts. Facts. And again, that's why I ain't just trying to give it to you. I'm giving it to you a way you could digest, you know what I mean? Digest it easily, you know what I mean? Give you, sprinkle the little comic books on there, sprinkle a little wrestling on there, but it's still relatable. Like, I be saying this all the time, or the homies be saying this, you know, like the wrestling fans, depending on the track, the wrestling fans could fuck with it and the street niggas could fuck with it same time.
Well, see, so, you know what I mean? I love this new era because it, like, my whole life, like, I've been a geek. I ain't gonna lie about it. Like, you know, I'm that nigga that's been on the streets and I have a comic book tucked to my backpack. You know what I'm saying?
That's fair. That was me too.
And a lot of people never understood it, though. It's just like, I wanted to know everything. I consumed knowledge a lot. Like, I had all the Source magazines, XLs, rap magazines, like everything possible that had knowledge of what we were doing. And I read a couple of, you know, some Stephen King books and other different authors and stuff. Because when they wrote that, to bring out that vision of what they're talking about, that's a huge thing with a lot of people not understanding. That's why I don't understand why there's a lot of rappers that ain't reading no books. Because a lot of them are sitting out there talking like the same shit. And there's so much knowledge out there to consume that you could put into your lyrics or your lifestyle or life that that you're not taking in. And when I hear the lyrics, the mind state, the stuff that comes out from you, even Falcon, like the way he takes things and twists it into his rhymes. Like, come on, man. I know a lot of niggas that drove around in Honda Civics. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like, but you wouldn't put that mind like into your mind if he didn't say it. You know what I mean? Like, nobody be really thinking about that. Like, we talked about it. We used to joke about it. And then and all of a sudden, the song's done. I'm sitting here just playing the song. My niggas are like, didn't you used to drive a Honda Civic? I'm like, yeah. It's like, yeah, we used to make fun of you, but now we understand. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but that's the thing. Is like, everybody felt that they had to have the hottest shit to be, like, the boss and, you know, be wearing all the, like, the flyest gear, be your face out there all the time and...
I grew up in that era. I grew up in that era, especially where I grew up. It was, yeah, it was like, get it. You know what I mean? I saw the man them with the flashy gear, the flashy whips. Like, I had to get it too. You know what I mean?
So, you know what's funny though? Like, COVID made it a lot more happier for you guys to be running around in masks now, because niggas been running around in masks for a while.
Trust me.
Just like,
now we fitting right in.
I know, right, it's just funny because, like, one of my homies did a track, like, mask off face because you don't know who we are. And then two years later, all of a sudden everyone's wearing COVID masks.
Wearing masks.
Like,
hmm.
So, how does, like, people adapt to you guys when you, like, you know, show up at shows or even to go do sessions and other stuff with other artists?
I mean, they understand it. They understand it. I might not show up with the Skulls and Roses, but I might have on the glasses or whatever. Like you said, it's COVID time, so I could get away with the mask. You know what I mean? No one's really put off by it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of fucked up though, because I really look at it as like COVID hit, and then that's a thing that we all like to do, because there is like my boy over in Regina, Pimpton, he's got the Gorilla Clan, so they had theirs with the fluorescent green balaclavas, and then there was the Toronto's with the red and the black and everything, and then all of a sudden everything just becomes popular, and everyone's just like,
Masked up.
Just like, and I'm just laughing now because it's natural, but it's a thing that's always been around. Like, man's been like, I was even buying just random and the masks here and there because like how Toronto is when it's cold outside. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, fact. I ain't playing with Canadian weather, man. Canadian winter. Canadian winter.
Yeah. You know, I was happy to find a Incredible Hulk one where I could just smoke a joint in the middle of it. Like, you know,
that's dope. Yeah. That's the only thing about the mask. Like, I got to get like one where I do interviews or I could smoke. Like, I'm actually in the process of making a Skulls and Roses one, like a different one. You know what I mean?
Oh, you should. Like, Raw has these ones where it's got the magnet. Yeah. You could just open up and think. I got one of those here too.
Oh, like, word.
Yeah, that shit's sick, man. It's got the hole in the middle for your, like, smoke a joint.
And Raw makes it?
Yeah. It's got like a great, like, magnet. So when you just pull it up, it just snaps back.
That's dope.
So are you that's another thing I wanted to come up with. So you're gonna come up with your own line of masks now, right?
Fuck gear. Yeah, I don't know about masks. I don't know. That's a good one though, this year. That's a good one. But clothing, definitely. I wanna come up with some merch and shit like that. And I was actually thinking about figurines and shit. You know what I mean? Like some Skulls and Roses figurines or some shit like that. Like, you know, like the old school G.I. Joes or old school, like Thundercats or some shit like that.
I'm waiting for somebody to turn around and come up with those masks where they change different faces all the time. So,
I seen them joints.
You know what I mean? That's the game right now because, like, I guess mysterious and difference, like, you know, just difference of look. Styles, how people are just wowing people now is just like the game.
Yeah.
Because I remember back in the days, nigga used to get pissed off from me matching from head to toe. Now it's like, who could match the most now?
Exactly. It's a different game.
Oh, shit. I remember I used to walk into venues like, why are you wearing so much camo? And just like, nigga, fuck up. And then now it's just like people coming out with their underwear, socks, the whole night. I'm just like, damn, like, shit. I was just wearing the outfit. Like, you just taking it to a whole other level.
Whole next level, trust me.
And that's why I'm laughing now because the mask game has been on for years. Like, people don't notice when you look at the hip-hop videos, especially Wu-Tang videos. There was a lot of rappers who wore masks for the whole career before they even got a chance to show their face.
Ghostface
Killer. Like, yeah. Gun. And a lot of people never even like realized that that's where it came from. Like, a lot of that comes from where a lot of rappers pulled that stuff off. Even there was times where Old Dirty Bastard did it.
You're right. And a lot of people, I get a lot of like the Doom fans, and I love y'all. They be saying like, I guess the connection to Doom, but I guess they don't realize my age, right? It's more Ghostface. Like, I watched Ghostface do that. That was the first person I actually saw don the mask. You know what I mean? Before he gave us Pretty Tony and all that shit.
Right.
Like, he was the Ghostface Killer for real.
Yeah. He had the fencing mask on and it was like the coolest shit ever. Cause it was just like, he didn't even know who it was. Then they have a bunch of other niggas behind them wearing the same type of shit. So
exactly. And he was slaughtering shit. Like,
You know,
yeah.
And then later on, it just became like MF Doom took that to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
And
he's a god, man. I can't take nothing away from him. Oh, he's a fucking genius, bro. He's a fucking genius.
Oh, for real, because a lot of people don't remember him for where he first started in his career. Yeah. You know, and then it's like from him rapping about Peach Fuzz to where he ended up in his career.
No.
Like, I remember when that group first came out, I was just sitting there just like, yo, this is the shit. And then it's just KMD. Like, yeah, and then I was like all over it because I saw the video pop up of Much Music and I was all over that shit. Like, I was like, what is this? This is cool. Like, you know, and then like it is now, like, you know, a bunch of guys came out with little mini twist dreads and everything, and everyone started to do it.
Yeah,
like, that was just the game. Like, and it's funny how the game is now, because a lot of the stuff we grew up on is now being adapted into the culture more.
Yeah, you're right.
Because before, you couldn't really talk anything about comic books or anything to anybody.
No.
I remember niggas used to make fun of me and stuff and coming out and seeing Spider-Man shit and start talking all this crap. And I'm just like, And it's just like, oh, what you get a Spider-Man toothbrush? You get this and that. And now I'm just like, really, eh? I'm like, yo, then nowadays they're just like, so how much is that comic book worth? I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That Stan Lee signed comic book. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, for some shit, right?
I have an original picture from the Toby and Christy from the Spider-Man one with when Toby started. So I have the first one from that signed and autographed by them. And my sister got that for me. And like, these are the type of things that I cherish. Cause like, and even in hip hop history, I got autographs from all types of rappers getting drops. Like that's where, collecting became to me because of hip hop, because digging in the crates for hip music, digging for that raw stuff was the same thing as digging for a comic book. You know what I mean? Or finding that raw card or whatever. And that's how I feel about music and you guys and everybody, because I get to have like that raw section of artists, and that's like a whole new world of characters, you know, as in a comic book. So I get to listen to the stories of you, you know, the new villain, a Falcon, and people don't understand where that Falcon Outlaw comes from, where the new villain comes from.
Like,
how did you even pick your name? Because I know the story on that, but I just want to know where you come from. Like,
well, I want to hear what you heard. I mean about you.
Just like the whole concept of a new villain. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I mean, I didn't want to be pigeonholed to just one. I grew up, for some reason, I always felt a connection to the villains. Like, whether it's wrestling, Triple H, whether it's like Doc Doom or Doc Ock, I always felt those guys. Like Spidey, Peter Parker, them niggas was cool. And you know what I mean? Like Wolverine, them niggas was cool. But it was always like Magneto. What the fuck's that nigga gonna do? Like,
or Saber, I don't know. Too.
So exactly. So instead of just one, I was like, I'm all of them. You know what I mean? Like, and with the song Serpentor, I did this joint Serpentor, and it kind of say in the chorus, every villain in one, like Lord Serpentor. Like in the G.I. Joe, there was like the story arc where they got like a little DNA from Rasputin. They got a little DNA from this nigga. They got all the illest niggas that made Serpentor. And that's how I kind of thought about it. Like the new villain, not a new villain. I don't want to like disrespect, because a lot of Doom fans, they might think I'm trying to, you know what I mean? But a new villain, like a new villain on the scene, not the new villain. You know what I mean? But word, yeah.
So how do you feel? Okay, so now saying on that, how do you feel about that new Skeletor situation? Like, you know, in the new Masters
universe. The new He-Man?
Yeah. Like, you know, like.
Listen, despair. I like what they did with it. It threw me off. It threw me off, but I like what they did with it. They didn't do it disservice. It was still dope. What'd you think?
Well, I loved it, especially the fact that, you know, man, Star Wars, like, come on. Luke Skywalker is fucking Skeletor.
You know what I mean?
It was just like there was no way they were killing him off. So you knew something was going on.
Most people don't even know where we're laughing at, but
But you see, that's what I love about the game, right? Because a lot of people don't understand, even for him to switch a role to a villain, like, you know, it's like, that's even like funnier for us, because like the whole time we always knew him as one side, you know what I mean? And then, you know, like a lot of that stuff raised us, and a lot of people don't understand even to this day, like, Even the spoof versions to all the movies and cartoons and all the stuff that came out. Mm-hmm. Like, when you look at the way music is being done right now, like, there is rappers that are coming out with their own versions of other songs that they grew up on, and just giving their own twist on it. You know what I mean? And when you get to listen to, like, even the samples and the beats you guys are using and stuff, it blows my mind half the times, because it's just like, I don't know where that's from. Shit. And then I'm starting to see like the Western movie or the thing, like where it came from. Cause my mind rolls in that, because that's like, even the other day I was watching something, and then one of the samples from, I think one of your song, one of your tracks, like there was a slight sample that showed up in a movie, and I just sat back and I'm like, these guys. Like, you know, and I was randomly just watching this movie because I just, like, you know, I just one day I wanted to watch an old school horror movie, you know, and I just heard that little sample come out of nowhere, and I'm just like, damn, I'm like, shit. And then now I'm just like clicking to my brain going, shit, I used to be like that all the time, and then I got kind of lazy because that's how I used to fuck with my movies and my video games and all stuff. I used to sit with a sampler in front of the TV and anything that came out that I thought was sick, I'd sample it right away. You know,
I said this to a producer the other day. He was asking me about clips and like movie clips. I was like, it's just like y'all digging in the crates. I dig for clips. Like I go digging, you know what I mean? Like sometimes it takes me, like I'm trying to find the perfect thing to go with the vibe of the track. Right. And sometimes it takes me hours to find the right thing. I go digging.
How does that feel? Like when you're like sitting there working on a track and then you're just like, okay, I have this concept, or you're watching a movie and then you're just like, okay, I want to use that at the beginning of the track, like later, like, you know, or do you ever get like, do you already have the concept right off the hop, or you just.
Like the concept.
Like when you write the rhyme and then you want to put the rest together, like the intro and the whole.
So you know, the intro usually comes at the end after I do the track and actually have a grasp of the whole vibe of the track, then I'll go and dig. Okay. But as I'm recording, I have ideas in my head like, yo, for sure, Young Justice is going to have someone saying this, like just, you know, just for an example, right. You know what I mean? But that, yeah, that's kind of the process right there.
Oh, okay. Because you do like I do with mixtapes. Like I'll do a whole mix in radio and then go back later and add what I want to add later because I'm thinking about it while I'm doing it.
Exactly. So,
and there's a lot of people who don't have that mind state, but I get that when I hear your music because there's no way that you just put that together with all that in there and then decided, yeah, that's going to go there now. Nah, because like exactly. The way you compliment the stuff you're saying with your punchlines and everything and the effects and the stuff that's added with like especially the whole camp like especially like I just love that, like, you know, Falcon like all that stuff like it's like it like and then you just guys got that like here and there and it's like and it makes sense and it gives that vibe through every single person's album, like that feel of like, you know, when you hear Maybach music on every damn track when the Rick Ross drops the group, you know what I mean?
So it's that like, branding.
It's a major branding. So now this track right here, I know. Okay, now there's a lot of wrestling metaphors up in this bitch.
Yeah.
So what were you thinking when you made this track?
Honestly, it's just nights like these, like, you know what I mean? Like, honestly, I heard the beat, and shout out to BK Brooks from Montreal. I heard the beat and I just kept saying the chorus to myself, like, you know, like it's done, but you know, it's nights like these that give me this feeling, you know what I mean? Like, so yeah, from there, I don't know what brought me to the wrestling, but again, I'm a big wrestling fan. So it just gave me that feel like I'm stomping to the ring against all odds, like nothing, you know what I mean?
That's a huge thing. Cause wrestling is a huge thing. Like in our upbringing, a lot of us don't watch it like we used to, but I know there's a lot of you dudes, the guys are religiously into it. Yeah. And then it's like, wrestling is just that for a lot of guys, it was just a sense of their relief. Like that was their football. That was their basketball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just the whole role playing and all this stuff is fun. Like I miss it at times.
My pops used to watch it. Like my pops used to watch wrestling. My pops used to watch kick-ass, like we call kung fu flicks. You know what I mean? So my dad was into superheroes. It's weird, man. It's weird.
Oh, you know what? My dad, like, he watched a lot of it, but then most of it was, like, he always got me onto, like, The Shaft and everything else. And my mom was the one who was mostly going to, watching cartoons with me and everything else. You know what I mean? Like,
word.
My dad was more on that Flintstones and all that other stuff. Like, you know, those dickheaded cartoons.
Yeah, right. My pops put me on the Visionaries. I don't know if you know that one.
Well, see, to this day, my mom's the only one I could actually talk to with Titans and everything. It's like, she's like, you know what I mean? So it's just like even my kids now, like, it's fun that I could even have that conversation because growing up, I was bugged a lot by a lot of people because that was my go-to and getaway. Like, you know, it's like from the street life, from everything, from all that stuff. Like, I just wrapped myself in a comic book and I was in a good place.
Word.
You know what I mean? And a lot of people didn't understand the whole mind state of all these things. Like, and then you look at how people are living now And like a superhero, the more pain he takes, the more abusive stuff, the more stronger he gets. And a lot of people don't look at that on a lot of things in life, because it's like when people get beat, they're down. Superhero keeps getting up and going back. Like,
exactly. You know,
and that's the one thing that why I like the character Spider-Man, because he was hated as much, but he helped everybody, but he was hated. Like, he had this one hater. Like, this, like, you know, that every single time he did good, no matter what he did, he was hated.
He was hated, yeah. Jonah Jameson.
Right. And I got a lot of those. I got a lot of Jonah Jamesons kicking around, because no matter how much you help somebody, they're never going to be satisfied.
You know what I mean? Trust me.
And sometimes they don't even know you're helping them, let alone they want to criticize you not knowing what good you're doing for them. So in life, when you look at the comic books, you look at all the stuff stated on that. When I used to explain to people the whole breakdown of from, you know, the Malcolm X to Magneto to, you know, Martin Luther King, you know, the whole situation, people Professor never X. got that, you know, and, and like, even like the whole thing and calling himself Professor X, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
there you go.
And if you really got into it, you would hear them always politicking. Like, you would hear them always getting into it about, like, you know, just like, yo, we should destroy them. Nah, man, we got to save the people. We got to work with the people. It's just exactly. Like, nah, let's mess them up, man.
It was a bigger picture. Most people didn't even catch it.
Joseph. Right, but you see, that's the whole thing, because that was one of the biggest arguments. Some people wanted violence. Some people wanted nonviolence. You know what I mean? There was a lot of things that could have been different, but a lot of things that people just wanted to structure. Just like now. With vaccine and non-vaccine, you know what I mean? And history repeats itself, just a different situation. And you know what I mean? And when it comes down to wrestling, you brought back the actual thought of what I could even like in wrestling again, because I lost myself with wrestling for a while because it became too
hokey.
Thank you.
Yeah. Trust me. I know.
And there was a good point where it was just like, this is a soap opera.
It is
just like, what is going on here right now? Like, you know what I mean? And then, you know, world politics started to get caught up in it. it was just like,
it's corporate. It's very, especially WWE, very corporate. Oh, now. Man.
You know, times you sit there chilling and all of a sudden you're just like, yo, ain't he president now? Wasn't he on there as a wrestler?
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Trump.
Man, like, there's so many things. Like, even now, like, Snoop, head of Def Jam, was a wrestler, like, is considered a wrestler in WWE. You know what I mean? It's like, what hasn't that man done? Like for real. So I want to get into this. I love this. Who produced this?
BK Brooks. We're talking about Nights Like These, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, BK Brooks out of Montreal.
So, okay. Yeah, you said that earlier.
Yeah. Man, like, I have quite a few joints with him still. Quite a few joints with him. Yeah.
I've heard a lot coming out of him in Montreal. Like, you know, it's just a lot of people. You know, you're reaching out to a lot of people that I've heard, but I've never, like, but I haven't heard people grace their beats the way you have.
I know I can do it. You know what I mean? All I need is an opportunity. Inside, I know for a fact you need an opportunity.
Introducing a kid that never got a break. He made one despite the environment being Crystal Lake. Pops beat me, if you know me, you can't blame him. I'm a rebel, pushing the boundaries for entertainment. My career should have been over, shouldn't begun. Got these rich niggas mad, George Jefferson's son. Cause I kept going against all odds like Eddie Kingston on my own, bitch. Knife and shots fell through the ink pen, I'm survivor. Y'all counting me out like Bobby Lashley, now we here, bitch. Should have did me better when you had me. Exactly, inspired by hard rocks, I got this. You not this, crazy with demons is held hostage. Felt like giving up, but it's like these, like these.
So where could everybody find your music?
You can find me on all streaming platforms, your Spotify's, your Apple's. Got some stuff up on YouTube. I'm everywhere. I'm everywhere this year.
And then now, like, what do I expect from you in the next while? Like, how many more albums? What, like, since oh, collabs? Like,
I can't give away everything, but I got a ton. I got a ton of shit coming, man. A ton of shit coming. And you'll definitely be plugged in, man. You'll definitely be plugged in.
Of course, I know that.
Yeah.
We ain't worried about that over here. We know that. But I'm saying, like, outside of the music, where do I see you? Like, you know, like, you know, doing stuff for the youth, the streets, like this stuff. With, like, what are you trying to do with your career? That's what I was
Most definitely get back to the youth. Maybe some basketball coaching league, something of the sort. I was really into sports too as well growing up. Parents that always had the money to put me into, you know, like the after school programs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So maybe something like that. Something like that. Give back to the youth.
Nice. Yeah. And then there's like, what besides music, like, is there anything else that you enjoy doing, like, you know, besides the music thing?
That I could say.
Besides clothes, you know, and stuff like that, like, there's anything else you would want to do? Like, you know?
If I had the chance, maybe write a comic. I can't draw, but maybe, like, writing. Something in the writing aspect. If even writing a book or writing a comic or, as well. But, yeah, something along those lines.
Nice. Yeah. Well, we'll talk more about that. That could be possible.
Okay, that dope. That could
definitely be possible.
Dope.
Some shit happened. So I'm really happy for this. I'm like, I'm really happy with this interview. Like, everything to get to even know you right now as an artist. Like, you know, when you're in the studio, like, what do you like to eat when you're there, when you're smoking? You know what I mean? Like, when you're just chilling and stuff, you got to get that, like, you know, quick fix. And especially being in Toronto, I know you got some spots, like, you like regularly, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, I'm a McDonald's Burger King dude. Like, I'm being real with you. My girl would probably beat me up right now. But, yeah, other than her home cooking, like, yeah, it's like McDonald's or Burger King, whatever, you know what I mean? Nothing special.
And what's your favorite trees right now?
The Gorilla Glue.
Man, everybody on that Gorilla Glue, man.
It's nice, man. It's nice.
It depends who grows it too sometimes.
That's true. That's
another thing too.
What so you smoking on over there?
Oh, me, fuck, I got so much shit. I had like fuck you. I just finished some gelato. I have like
gelato's good.
And then some, like, you know, Huck soda. That shit's purple as fuck. But never most of heard it of I that do one. For pain. It's that purple stuff that I had on the Instagram.
Oh, got you. Work.
And then, you know, it's like, I don't know. Whenever trees comes by, I mostly dab 80% of the time.
Yeah?
Like, I'm a dab junkie. Like, I'll sit here.
I was heavy on the blunts, but now I'm on the zigs. I'm trying something new, you know what I mean?
Well, you see, like, the papers and everything, period. Like, I cut back the blunts a while ago because Backwoods almost killed me. Like, I was on one tour and 30 days of smoking Backwoods, you know, like, after the
third day, shit.
I was just like, nah. Yeah.
And it's cost-consuming too, man. Them shits add up, man.
No, but you call, man. Who the hell was the idea of mixing Grabba with your Backwoods? I don't know who's
going to do that. I don't do that.
But whoever thought of that really want to kill a nigga. Like, that shit just, that shit just hurts. Right. Like, so, like, because I get it. There's a lot of people who like to put their blood up in their weed and all that other stuff. I understand. That's just the game and stuff. I'm just a man who likes a strong. I can smoke any strong weed at any time. It doesn't really matter. Put some cess in front of me, I'll be the happiest motherfucker in the world. You know what I mean? So that's another thing with me. Like, cess is life. Like, I could smoke that all day and just be quiet. Sure. Just, you know, so, other than that, no, that's the thing. Like, you ain't trying to come out with any weed brand products for yourself or anything?
Yeah,
like
shit. That would be dope as well, man. Most definitely. I smoke heavy, so most definitely. Yeah.
Well, anybody out there, let you know right now, man, I got some heavy smokers around me, and soon you're going to be seeing some things, and I suggest you all get with my niggas and start sponsoring, because they can smoke. But anybody want to shout out?
Just the team. Haiti, No Face. It's always a No Face thing. We are everywhere. We are one. King Bandolero, big homie Falcon, Banks, whole crew. Peace.
All right. Salute, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Tell me your dream.
Every night is the same.
Whatever.
Tell me your dream.
Yeah.
While we were all on the grind, all I thought of was rhymes. Headphones on, dude shouted, just wanted his time. And I ain't him, daydreaming, head in the clouds. Original story, Jason Todd, changed from fucking with clowns. Pen moving, seeing visions of all my endeavors. Maneuver around trap doors, now I'm pulling the levers. Pushing this renaissance, martyr for the weird and different. Consuming, moving on, no matter how far the distance. Fell in love with this, no savings, Wolverine and Phoenix. And what's lucrative about being a rap bohemian? Yeah, and even though hindsight is 2020, do it all over again. I can't disrupt the memory. Dreaming with my eyes open, chief, and got my mind open. Open, open. Whatever dreams may come, some deep dreams are omens. Bring everything I see to pass, future watch me closing. Dreaming with my eyes open, chief, and got my mind open. Open, open. Whatever dreams may come, some deep dreams are omens. Bring everything I see to pass, future watch me closing. Really though, I needed them nights, just bread and peanut butter in my bed. Praying a biggie poster to be discovered in my head. Talent was enough, was so delusional. Sometimes we lose our way and losing can be beautiful. Learn from it, watch dreams turn to nightmares. See the curb coming fast and you falling, isn't life fair? Having dreams of world domination ain't well received. I push myself till she feel it out in Tel Aviv. Trying to prove to my son there's no harm in dreaming. Say he wanna make the league, I hope he keeps believing shit. And more importantly, your daddy, he believes in you. And what dreams may come is ultimately what you do. Dreaming with my eyes open, chief, and got my mind open. Open, open. Whatever dreams may come, some deep dreams are omens. Bring everything I see to pass, future watch me closing. Dreaming with my eyes open, chief, and got my mind open. Open, open. Whatever dreams may come, some deep dreams are omens. Bring everything I see to pass, future watch me closing.
It is too late for regrets. Reality just keeps cruelly moving forward. Ninjutsu is. It's no use just thinking about it. It's not an implausible theory, but it's not impossible either.
Always looking at the glass half empty, feeling like Obito. Never saved a town with that fake shit. Three amigos fixed on Mount Olympus. Church wasn't saving us. Spirits on my shoulder, beef, Hercules, Daedalus. Snuck out of service, I was playing Neo Geo. Watching people, was that Holy Ghost or a placebo? I remember watching Nino, old dog, Bishop. Living by this credo, get rich or get hit up. Trying, no denying that things change. They say I did. I'm not your meal ticket. Please say what it really is. You really looking for clout? I'm looking for a way out. Cage bird, every day's torture till I fade out like a seed. Have the right to grow, the light to glow when I'm fighting for. See it in the sky like a lightning throw. Lost touch with the homies, misunderstood, it's cool. When I was losing, niggas love me more, now that's a Jew. They saying I changed, but I'm the same one. Shift time and space until I get my way, cause where I came from. So believe me, I feel it before the rain comes. Shift time and space until I get my way. Cause where I came from, cause where I came from, cause where I came from. Love it or hate it, I have fun with the pen. No matter what, they gon' hate you, then love you again. Looking back,
should've stacked more. Shit gets low, they kicking your back more like kicking in back doors. I lived and watched niggas turning strangers on jail visits. Happiness turning anger, my mail different. Deported my celly mate, he always used to tell me, young nigga, look, watch and wait. Left my Bible in his cell, I don't know if he took it. I wrote rhymes on the pages, I don't know if he booked it. Outside's a whole new world, they busting heads open. Foes putting holes in your eyes, that's lead omens. I'm dead focused, so most never see my mug, mean I must. Work in the shadows until I see the sun. Eyes wide, everything I see I gotta have. Cut dope, screw a dream, you don't know the half. They saying I changed, but I'm the same one. Shift time and space until I get my way, cause where I came from. So believe me, I feel it before the rain come. Shift time and space until I get my way. Cause where I came from, cause where I came from, cause where I came from.
Yo, the fucking freedom, no man, I'm a proud member of no man. Planet full of apes, the white man still playing Tarzan. The eyes of a blind man, you see the nigger and all man. I'm halfway out the streets, but one hand still playing Chopin. Boots from the car, the good guy, his name was Goran. Summer with a gun, it felt like war in South Sudan. My friends died young, frozen in time, stuck on tan. Don't sweep my pain under the rug, go get a dustpan. From sundown to sun up, you shut up or put your gun up. Having kids is messed up, but we still gon' shoot a club up. Big Banawasi, we strapped up, that's most likely. Girls, that's a Avi, come bad man, no fuck body. We all in a movie, God of the devil is a co-star. Villain showed up in his mic and said it's a traveling Death Star. I took time out of my day just to get time back. The no face, face is the face of a fucking maniac.
It's too late for regrets. Reality just keeps cruelly moving forward.
Cowboy!
I never heard that cowboy could be stopped. His ninjutsu is, it's no use just thinking about it. It's not an implausible theory, but it's not impossible either.
Because I'm gonna make a piss pot full of money, and I'm gonna live like a prince, a fucking black prince. Yeah, this is the life. I could be nothing nowhere else, and about his killing me, shit, I don't care. As long as he lets me live to be an old motherfucker. And I ain't gonna do nothing to make him kill me now.
Feeling like a black prince, feeling king. Building from the ground up, this a different thing. Yes it is, so prestigious, only built for rebels. Growing old and royal is the plan. Feeling like a black prince, feeling king. Building from the ground up, this a different thing. Yes it is, so prestigious, only built for rebels. Growing old and royal is the plan. Humble beginnings, every rumble been and I win it. Robbie humble when I honestly did it. Times I stumbled, I was locked in and you didn't visit. Pop said, see what you get, you never listen. But I did to my cellie mate, he cleared up the vision. And came back to the block like I never was missing. Treat me like royalty, love her when she spoils me. With holes and skulls and roses in her poetry. Like flowetry, I sold the seed. High, feeling like the king of Zamunda. Street fighter, yeah, I finally did that thing to Akuma. Zack Ryder, you're an internet sensation at best. Out of town, talk about me, your vacation a mess. I get busy, get lost, get your house in order. Under the mask, grizzly guard, temper even shorter. See how exquisitely I craft mine. Craftmatic, no halftime. Feeling bit at it with all these damn rhymes. Feeling like a black prince, feeling king. Building from the ground up, this a different thing. Yes it is, so prestigious, only built for rebel links. Growing old and royal is the plan. From the ground up, this a different thing. Yes it is, so prestigious, only built for rebel links. Growing older, royal is the plan. Black prince, smoking in the Ford with the black tints. Been hit the bottom of floors and ain't been back since. They kiss rings, kiss ass, but hate me on the down low. Shit's in the air, hit the fan with your brown nose. Downloaded zeros and ones, my thoughts binary. Always felt the 23 vibes like Jim Carrey. Waited for the come up, now it's coming up like vomit spit. Pardon me, I run up for you, even touch your condiments. I worked hard, worked scarred, worked in a graveyard. Cussies popping up like zombies talking about Hagar. Could barely talk Jack Hagar. The villain stay charged. Fuck sunsets, I'm driving off into quasars. No matter what, I'ma live like I'm supposed to. Me and green eyes toasting on the island where you can't send posts.
hostage. Feel the wrath, bring you dark nights, black hand. Head off in the clouds, I'ma make sure that you crash land.
The trigger never takes a break. It makes sure that you can stay awake. Dumping all the 9 pound till it loses weight. Feeling like you're safe, but you ain't never safe.
Skull face, Skeletor, burning down Grayskull. Burning down a loud pack, intelligence like Grey Hulk. Don't care about relevance. My son always need the new whatevers. Y'all judge without knowing. Chalk it up to human error. Terror from an era past. Witness to the whack shit. Speculate but never ask. It's funny, here's my ass to kiss. Far from the gossip, cause I'm really in the thick of things. For so long I felt like Bret Hart locked in a chicken wing, and now I feel like Bob Backlund. Before you blink, I'm in action, always scheming with a passion. No one's fucking with my faction. Upper echelon, high above the clouds where the sounds are original. Down below, everything I hear sounds super typical. Catch up if you can, maybe Roadrunner. Got a feeling we gon' run the whole damn summer, summer.
The trigger never takes a break. It makes sure that you can stay awake. Dumping all the 9 pound till it loses weight. Feeling like you're safe, but you ain't never safe.
Hey yo, I far fetch you. Make the stars catch you. Bitch, I park in the front. Shit, I'm so special. I don't speak your lingo, I speak Ray Nephew. I'm on flight while you still on step two. Hear who, get your shit miscued. I only heard if my youth them see my face on the news. If I'm fucked up, then you must be confused. Moving like a lone wolf, I can't even spell lose. Me, myself, and I can't compare to no next group. I'm still on bail from the nylon sweatsuit. Don Dada ting with the Zion refuge. You can't tell me nada, I'm live, I can't help you. Huh. What more can I say? But look at these gringos and tell them on the lay.
The trigger never takes a break. It makes sure that you can stay awake. Dumping all the 9 pound till it loses weight. Feeling like you're safe, but you ain't never safe.
Mana, mana, man, so mama taught us manners. Some people fly banners, but some is strictly standards. Every block has got his defense and his propaganda. These slick talkers made him see the nail, but not the hammer. Stand up, cause God just made us all up out of flesh and water. So many slaughtered, cause they never learned the pecking order. Niggas dizzy walk the maze without their steps in order. And then you find them fetching quarters, now they switching borders. When bullets penetrate these iron skinned men, and we all gather to venerate and idolize them. While we pre and plan to rifle them enemies times 10, and never try to see it through no lens again. When the gunners take that boy down, I'ma wash and bury him. Dressed up in a fresh suit with a smile that's made of tin. And people rise to act the lies and eulogies that cry tears. I just bless the breath of my years.
The trigger never takes a break. It makes sure that you can stay awake. Dumping on the 9 pound till it loses weight. Feeling like you're safe, but you ain't never safe.
It's a tragic day indeed for our nation, as well as the entire world. For today, our planet mourns the passing of its strongest and most valiant guardian. For in Superman, they have lost not only a close friend, but a powerful leader as well.
Farewell, good friend. You'll be missed beyond words. With Superman gone, our enemies are scheming as never before. With Superman gone, our enemies are scheming as never before.
Superman's dead, finally it's villain time. Misunderstood, they don't get it, but they will in time. Time to get to business, half the day I celebrated. Lex call me laughing like, now it's really elevated. We gon' tear the city up, every bank close. We gon' hit it up till Bruce Wayne knows he gotta get with us. End up the day, doomsday, you know who it's named after, you know. Learned a lot from Dumoulin, came to give you new chapters. Clark reported missing us, and Lois know the truth. Without the Man of Steel, we the ones with all the juice. Kings of Metropolis, haters come find me. I can give you work or permission for a crime spree. Red cape blowing in the wind, embrace the chaos. When you're this villainous, can never take a day off. Tearing down this monument, I can't fake the sorrow. What happened to the man of tomorrow? Superman's dead, let me be the first to say. Never thought I'd see the day. Superman's dead, villains are in charge, ho. What happened to the man of tomorrow? Superman's dead. Let me be the first to say. Never thought I'd see the day. Superman's dead.
villains are in charge, ho. What happened to the man of tomorrow?
Hey, yo, Superman's dead, should probably think Lobo. Fuck that Lord's hodo, they already print the photo. Dressing like a no-no, ain't no hope up in that logo. Silly yes on his chest, man, he should've rocked polo. Superman Barroso, always knew he had a dodo. Aquaman just found revenge. Oh no, you'll tell the super friends, this is where the super ends. Me and villain vilify, we bout to make some stupid ends. We on the loose again, hope we make the news again. Wonder Woman fine as fuck, them titties filled with 2%. Now that the crew been sent, we gon' have to fill the rides. Terrorize Metropolis, make sure his ass is still alive. Since he arrived, shit, we all had a chillin' high. Now the streets is buzzing, it's a must that we rebuild the hive. Sudden turning tide, torch the city, burn the sky. Not just the man that steal the mind, shit, we also killed his pride.
Superman's dead, let me be the first to say, never thought I'd see the
Rough Riders Radio.